So let's go to Robert first. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Good to talk to you again. And thank you so much for all the wonderful information that you provide. My question, in a general, from a general perspective, is a friend of mine has gotten an early diagnosis of atherosclerosis and calcification of the arterial wall. She's only 42. She's still menopausal. Yeah, she's still menopausal, and it looks like it's early signs. It doesn't look like it's seriously manifest yet. My question is, isn't there something that can nutritionally be supplemented to help reverse this kind of a deposit, the calcium deposits in the arterial walls?
Yes, sir. And that research, oh, you go ahead.
My biggest concern has always been in a case of menopausal women is that osteoporosis and elimination of too much calcium can cause other homeostatic problems. And so I'm trying to figure out, is there some hormonal problem that's causing the deposits, and can that kind of a thing be changed?
Well, let's go into the one bit of research that was just amazing, but it was confirmed by other researchers in the same country, namely Japan. And what they found is with a big old dose of vitamin K, that the calcium would at least partially disappear from the deposits inside the arteries. And guess what? The bones got denser. Somehow it landed in the bones just with vitamin K.
It's great that you've just reinforced when I was discussing this with her a couple of days ago.
Yeah, good for you.
I said that I could have sworn that I heard Dr. Wright say it had something to do with vitamin K. And my memory was correct, because I think I heard this from you sometime about a year ago, and I didn't really put it into serious deep memory. Wonderful. So sources for vitamin K.
Yeah, the one I like best presently is made by a company called Life Extension Foundation, or LEF. And no, I do not get paid anything or work for Life Extension Foundation. We do happen to carry their stuff in the clinic dispensary. It's carried in health food stores. Okay. And it's called Super K. I didn't make that up. It has several different versions of vitamin K in it. That's why they call it Super K. And a person usually needs a lot. Now, an engineer proved to me by getting his carotids checked that after a year's time, he had quite a bit of his calcification gone. But he had to take a bunch of it, sir. Now, the next thing is, will a bunch of vitamin K hurt anything? Uh-uh. There haven't been any reports of overdose on the stuff.
That was my next question for one, but I had believed that the vitamin K, you can't really overdose on vitamin K.
It'd be awfully darn difficult, and you'd get a bad tummy ache first. Thought, well, the myth a while ago was, well, gee, vitamin K helps the blood coagulate. If you take too much, won't you coagulate too easy? But that was disproven. You'll be bringing it up to normal, and it doesn't go past that. So with a Super K, I usually recommend that people use either two twice a day or three twice a day. They're little round gel caps. And just keep that up until the calcium is gone, sir, or at least as gone as it's going to get. Now, the other thing you mentioned...
Are deposits like this likely to show up in ultrasound scans when they do circulatory ultrasound?
Well, I don't know about the ultrasound, but there is a type of scan that does show calcium, and I'd refer you back to a cardiologist or something to ask what kind of scan.
Yeah, that's where
they
were going. They were going to a CT scan next.
There you go. Okay.
Fortunately, her primary physician although he's a patent doctor, he tends to not like to prescribe pharmaceutical meds first if he can find something that's more naturopathic. And I'm very pleased that that's the kind of person that she's seeing as far as that goes. Now, isn't vitamin D, she's slightly deficient in vitamin D. Isn't that also an issue with some calcium transport?
With transport, but not so much depositing in the arteries, sir. I haven't seen any research on that, no. Now, one other thing, you said menopausal. Does that mean she stopped all her menstrual periods, or she's going through menopause, or what's that mean?
I'm sorry. No, she's premenopausal. She's actually not menopausal. I'm sorry.
So she's still having menstrual periods?
She's not menopausal yet. She's still has her cycles. And that was, again, because of the vitamins and minerals that get lost every month. I was more concerned with osteoporotic problems if there's meds that are going to eliminate the calcium from the circulation, from the bloodstream, rather than find other
right.
places that they be deposited, preferably back into the bones.
Well, that's the neat part about vitamin K. It does just that.
Awesome. I will, Super K, I will refer that, and I may even get to the clinic up here and pick some up and actually ship it to her.
There you go. That'd be kind of
Thank you.
Thank
you so much, Dr. Wright.